Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by John Baccarini, General Director with the Strauss Theater, and Elizabeth Bennett, playing a part in the upcoming production of Curtains at the Strauss. John, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to a great show. John, Curtains is going to be opening September 16th, this Thursday, just a couple of days away.
It is. It's the beginning of our 79th season at the Strauss, and Curtains is a comedy, murder, mystery, whodunit, little something for everybody to start off the season, kind of the old big Broadway musical type show.
What, for you as the director, what are some of the highlights that you enjoy about this show?
I think probably the biggest highlight is to work with my brother, who is choreographing this show. He and I have come together, I think, for the first time on a theater production. We've worked in the past on other things, but this is the first time we've actually worked as director and choreographer on a show. So that's been the highlight for me. And working with such talented people in our community, we have a cast of around 30, and it just amazes me every night the level of commitment and dedication that these guys have. Because, you know, I get paid for what I do, but they don't. So they come in and give their time and energy and talents, and that, to me, is probably the most rewarding part of it all.
So, Elizabeth, what part do you play in Curtains?
I play Georgia Hendrick. She's a half of a singer-songwriter team that's writing the show Robin Hood that is being performed during the musical Curtains. And we're an estranged couple. We're married, have some problems, aren't married anymore. And we kind of deal with that throughout the course of the show.
That's a whodunit all in itself, I guess.
That's right.
Well, other shows that you've done with the Strauss?
I was Millie in Thoroughly Modern Millie last fall this time. And I was in Cottonland Christmas, and then was in I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change in the spring as well.
So. We've kept her pretty busy since we discovered her talent.
So. Well, thank you.
My first show there was actually her first show there, so that was our first opportunity to work together, and have worked quite a bit since.
What do you like best about the role of Georgia in Curtains?
I think it's a really dynamic part. She goes through a lot of emotional changes throughout the show, but also gets a chance to kind of really belt it out and really gets to perform as she kind of steps into the leading lady's role after the leading lady is murdered at the top of the show. So it's kind of exciting to see her dynamically change throughout the course of the show.
John, some of the other players involved in Curtains?
Well, our lead is played by Troy Wold, and Janine Balance Patton is playing the female lead. Elizabeth and C.J. Gotro plays her opposite. Mm-hmm. And we also have Randy Cook as the director of the show. John Clark is playing Oscar, one of the producers of the show. So those are the principal characters. Then we have an ensemble of about 12 to 15.
Yeah. What aspects do you find that the audience kind of gravitates towards in Curtains? Is it the music? Is it the whodunit, the mystery?
You know, I think this is going to be one of those shows that you hum the tunes as you leave. I think they're going to be blown away by the dancing and the choreography that Greg has created.
Absolutely.
The music is it's one of those, I think, one of those shows that you're going to leave humming the tunes, and it's one of those big Broadway style. As Elizabeth mentioned, it's one of those shows within a show. Mm-hmm. So we have the Robin Hood show going on within Curtains, and the leading lady gets murdered.
So
and
you get the layers going
right,
on.
Right, right. And then Elizabeth's character takes over the lead of the show. And then, of course, several people are murdered, and chaos ensues, and there's love and romance and mystery. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
Elizabeth, some nostalgia, I guess, set in the late 50s, so the costumes and things like that that you get to enjoy. And
oh, it's fabulous. The styles are just fabulous, and Marcy Hall has done a great job of kind of bringing that style to life, both for the late 1950s when we're all, you know, ourselves, and then as we step on stage, it's this really great Western style, just fun, classic musical theater, yeah. Oklahoma style.
And
it's fabulous.
And from Boston, so anyone have to work on an accent in preparing for the show?
Troy actually is the only one that's had to work on a Boston accent, because the characters in the show, it's an out-of-town tryout before they take it to New York. So mm-hmm. the actors in the play Robin Hood are from New York mostly, so they hadn't really had to do a Boston accent except for Troy, and I think that's given
Thank
him
a
little fits here and there, but he's done a great job with it, so...
Well, Curtains, the dates, of course, it starts this Thursday.
This Thursday through Sunday, and then next Thursday through Sunday, the 23rd through the 26th. You can get tickets by calling our box office at 323-6681, or just stop by the theater, which is located on Lammy Lane in Monroe.
have some more projects coming up this fall, John.
We do. We keep it pretty busy. Actually, our young troupe is in rehearsal right now for The Stinky Cheese Man, which the show dates for that are October the 2nd and the 9th. We will immediately start rehearsals for Crimes of the Heart after Curtains is over. That will be at the end of October and the first part of November. And then following that, we have White Christmas, the musical.
With Stinky Cheese Man and the Young Troupe, is that something that's going to be more, the older kids will enjoy, or some of the younger kids?
I think everyone will. Most of the cast is comprised of the middle age, the 10 to 12-year-olds of participants in Young Troupe. But I think it's going to, the script is hilarious. I've been to some of the rehearsals and read the script, and it's going to resonate for everybody. So all ages will enjoy it, from adults on down to the little kids who are familiar and having read the book when they were in school.
Elizabeth, as the opening of Curtains approaches, what is your expectation? What's your hope that the audience will come away with from the show?
Well, like I said, I think that all the characters, not just me, go through these dynamic changes and really kind of discover themselves as they put on the show and try to put on the show in despite of everything that's going on with the murders and trying to, solve that mystery as well. But at the same time, it's really fun. It's really lighthearted. And I think that the audience will really kind of feel that old classical musical nostalgia.
79th year for the Strauss Theater getting underway with Curtains beginning this Thursday. John, again, the phone number or a website?
Phone number is 323-6681, and our website is www.strausstheater.com.
Looking forward to more great performances. John, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us
today.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.